Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit here in Atlanta at the Cobb Galleria. And with us, we have Montina Portis. So, Montina, tell us a little bit about Creative Internet Authority and what brought you to the Vistage event this morning.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to. I'm Montina Portis, and I'm the CEO of Creative Internet Authority. And we're a full-service marketing agency, and we specialize in legal marketing for solo and small law firms. And what brought us here today, we saw this event in the Atlanta Business Chronicle in one of our inserts, and I also got a great message from Mike Carpenter, who is a chair of Vistage.
Great. And so what interested you in Vistage when you saw that ad kind of, you know, out of the blue? You're like, okay, I saw this ad. I'm going to go to this event.
Well, I have a friend that's in my Johns Creek chamber, and she's a member of Vistage, and she talked a lot about Vistage. I know the story of Lisa Nichols and how she got on The Secret, and it was from Vistage, and I believe in networking. One of the things that we believe in with my agency is we help attorneys in what we call a multiple method of marketing. I'm actually doing a visual here with my hands, but it's more of a triangular method. We believe in online marketing with their website, of course, directory, citations, videos, but we believe in offline marketing with promotional items and maybe if they have something they want to do a booth at an event. But most important, we actually believe in power partners and the power of networking. So what interested me at this event is actually the face-to-face networking and the opportunities that we had to meet new people and the associations that we would have with CEOs.
So power partners.
Yes.
What are those?
So I'll give you an example. I have a bankruptcy and tax firm, and power partners for them would be CPAs. They connect, they can refer business, and it's a way that we can actually set up a system where we're asking for referrals and we have a system in place to thank for referrals, and we can exchange business and ideas. So they do seminars, lunch and learns, and things like that. So these are people that are actually not in the same line of business, but similar, and you can actually refer business back and forth. And you want to take great care of your power partners.
And so you do marketing for attorneys?
Yes.
And how did you end up in that niche?
So with solo and small law firms, I ended up there because one of our clients happened to be, I was doing a presentation at one of my closed networking meetings, and this attorney said, "You need to meet my principal." And I'm thinking, okay, the only principal I know of is in elementary school.
Yeah, my, yeah.
So I went, the heavens opened up. We had worked with multiple businesses, but working with firms, we really went after that niche. I wrote a book, How to Market Your Law Firm, because they're serious about their results. They are action-oriented, and they understand the importance of marketing. And like I said, with our method, when you're getting into multiple methods of marketing, it's having more than that word-of-mouth referral system or referral in place and putting in a system with everything that we do. So it was a great niche, and that's where we decided to go, where we could achieve the most results online with their marketing.
Well, one of the things that I found with my clients and with, you know, a lot of CEOs, there's a resistance to getting into a niche market, right?
Yes,
you think that, you know, if I go down into this little niche, you know, for lawyers, I'm going to give up this whole world of marketing to everyone else. And so tell me a little bit about that transition and, you know, what did you find before when you were trying to market? I'm assuming you had kind of more of a general approach, generalist approach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happened after you decided to specialize in lawyers, and what finally prompted you to do it? And did you struggle at all with that kind of urge that most people have to try to hold on to the larger market?
Those are great questions. Well, I actually started online in about 2009.
When you say online, what do you mean?
So online marketing.
Okay.
So I had a YouTube channel, and now many years later has over 3.5 million views and 28,000 subscribers. So I wrote a book about YouTube. So I had an online world going on. So I was in information products at 20,000 students. So for me, it was a very natural transition to take everything I learned online into an offline marketing world. I also retired from the largest IT financial company in the country.
Which was?
Fidelity National Information Services, which transitioned into a lot of different acquisitions and mergers. When I left, it was Black Knight Financial Company. And so what happened as an assessor there, before the auditors went in, before the FFIEC, I made all this money online. I had real results online. I wrote books online. And so I knew the multiple approaches that it would take. So when I went to transition into one niche vertical market, I went very tight in that market. I went into a sub niche saying solo and small law firms up to 15 associates. I mean, we're very tight with that. And when you do that, you can get your model down packed, your systems, your processes. I have employees that work for me, and you actually know what works versus throwing all your marbles out and just saying, I'll take every business there is, and you're not seen as an expert or a specialist. You're really seen as a generalist. And when you work with attorneys, they want to work with someone that's an expert at what they do. And that's how we've been able to prove that, look, you're all we focus on. You have handbooks and guidelines and certain things you can and can't do. We're not confused about what we do because we only focus on you. And we only focus exclusively on a certain practice area. So if I have one firm that's a PI firm, I won't pick up another PI firm in Atlanta.
What does PI mean for people who
personal
don't?
Personal injury.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Jargon alert.
Yes. Thank you.
And do you counsel your clients to do the same thing? So when you're looking at lawyers, do you have them try to niche down and execute the same thing that you found works?
Yes, because they stay with us for 12 months and beyond. So we're not getting clients that are with us for a small amount of time. We like to work with attorneys that want to be, for instance, the DUI guy. So that's driving under the influence. Don't do that. But if you have an attorney and that's what they specialize in, they may have family law that they do. They might do some bankruptcy. But if we can actually create that persona that they're the expert at this or the best at this, even though they can't call themselves the best, by writing a book, making sure they have a guide, making sure they have a strong website, a strong presence, videos out there, we can position them as the authority and the one that knows it all in that practice area. So yes, we absolutely encourage that.
Yeah, and I'm very much an advocate of looking at results. So when you start to do this niche strategy, what have you found are the financial returns? Do you end up being able to get to market faster? Do you end up being able to drive more revenue? What happens to businesses as they pursue the niche strategy versus just throwing their marbles out like you said?
Well, when you pursue the niche strategy, it really depends. I have one VIP client outside of this niche, and they specialize in a manufacturing type of business, I'll say. And I'll tell you, when you go very tight in the niche, they've been around about 20 years. I mean, we're sending about 500 calls a month because we're using keywords that are specific online for the strategy for that business. Now, when it comes to an attorney or law firm, we're seeing that when we put videos out that are specifically about bankruptcy, they don't have two or three video views. They're getting 10,000 views on these channels. And so, of course, that drives in more leads. It generates more clients for them, and it actually can make more money for their firm. Mm.
And so, obviously, you've had a lot of success driving traffic and et cetera online. Mm-hmm. How does that actually translate into dollars and cents? Because mm-hmm. you can't take views, you know, and pay your mm-hmm. Your office rent with views. So how does that actually mm-hmm. translate into dollars and cents?
So what happens is, Soyanine, that's a great question. It builds authority. So if I go right now, we're not in the business of if you give me a referral, I'm going to go look you up. And if I look at your social media, which I will do, and you have one or two people, but you tell me you're an expert in a certain thing, then I'm going to question that. So what happens is they have clients and prospective clients that go out to look at their social media. They're looking at their videos. They're looking at the guides that they've written. They're looking at if they're on Business Radio X. They're looking at, like for me, I've been on every, you know, NBC's and the CBS and ABC, and it positions you as an authority. It positions you as an attorney that knows what you're talking about and that you're serious about your profession. And so what that translates into is more business for that firm. So it's not necessarily we look at it, well, you have more views. Well, having more views, we're in a society where people look at those type of things as a positioning, and it's a positioning them as the experts and authority in what they do.
So is it lead generation, or does it help them close better? Go a little bit deeper down into the sales funnel for
so
me.
So it could be lead generation, absolutely, yes, right? And it could also be for building that authority where we could actually use that for the prospective clients and interview or such and send that out as a part of the referral system.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you look at your platform mm-hmm. and what you do for your law firms and, you know, your other VIP clients, what would be the top few things that you would recommend for people who are trying to build an online, other than hiring you, I got it, but for people who are trying to build that online presence, what are the things that you advise people to start looking at?
Well, you know, the first thing I lead with is not hiring me.
Really? Okay, great.
The first thing I lead with is I wrote a book, How to Market Your Law Firm Online. And that's the first thing they need to look at is whatever it is that you're doing, you need to find a way to actually have a website. If you're a member of any of your Chamber of Commerce's, make sure that you have a directory listing. Make sure that the basics are in place. Google, your Bing, your Yahoo. Make sure that you actually have some videos out there and they're not on just your phone. Hire someone that can actually come out and do a video on a tripod. That's pretty professional. Sign up on a show like Business Radio X if you're here in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, you need to have that presence and at least be able to put that logo on your site, that interview on your site. It's all about positioning. So again, basics, websites, directories. Yes, you need to secure your social media. Get into what's going on right now. Periscope live streaming is hot right now.
What is that?
So it's live streaming online. It's very simple.
I see our producer nodding. Like,
yes,
what? I'm like, oh my God, I'm not in the know. Tell me about, what is that?
So it's connected to Twitter. I use it for my firm's
Periscope
question.
Mm-hmm. Live streaming.
It's live streaming. So you turn it on and you can answer questions live. And it's a great way to interact, especially if you're an attorney. It's a great way to interact and answer general questions that come up from people right then and there. You can see the comments, you can see hearts. It lasts about 24 hours. So again, website. Simple things, directories, make sure you have some social media established, and definitely make sure that you have video.
And so you said that the video can't just be a video that you have on your phone. So you have to go the extra mile, hire a professional videographer and get the video done. I've heard people say that, okay, in the interim, some video is better than no video, or just do what you can. What's your perspective on that?
It depends on the client. Now, you probably could get away with that. I can definitely get away with it. I do my own videos, and I have a videographer that edits it now because it's not the best use of my time. But my clients, my attorneys, absolutely not. It's not the best way because there's a perception with an attorney that they're a professional. And when you have videos up on your website and they're not professional, they're taken vertically, it makes you look bad. I go through and I shake my head. It's not professional. Again, it depends on the vertical. Maybe a plumber could get away with it. Maybe you could have, you know, another type of service-based industry, some coaches and consultants and things. But a true professional, when they're an attorney, one of my clients, absolutely not.
Okay. What about testimonials? Can you do a testimonial on the fly on your phone, or do you have to get the testimonial staged as well?
I would say if you decide to do a testimony on the fly, definitely use a horizontal on your phone. But there's also tripods that you can have. And I would say do your best to at least make sure it's professional, because take the video portion, and for my clients, what we can do is extract the audio from the video and use that as the testimonial.
Okay, great. Well, tell us a little bit about what you want to get out of today's Vistage event. So the theme, once again, is leading with 2020 vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you look forward in your business for the next 5 years, what are you thinking about and what do you want to use today for?
So I'd love to meet other professionals. I love meeting CEOs and people that are just serious about their business. And I tell people, you know, when someone tells me they're in business, I say, well, you know, are you really in business? Because when what you kill is what you eat, it's very serious. It was a hobby for me for many years until I retired and walked away. So what I'm hoping to get out today in the next 5 years, my hope is to build our business up to about $10 million in the next 5 years and position us to actually sell the business. The competitors in my field are $200, $300 million a year businesses. So we're kind of the new kids on the block. We're the little fish that would be perceived. But my motto is don't be a little fish in a big pond or a big fish in a small pond. Be a shark and dominate. And that's what we're doing with my agency, Creative Internet Authority. We're coming in. We are seeking in the next 5 years to dominate in this industry as true players, to help these attorneys generate more clients, make more money, do more in the community, and really position them as the authorities in what they do.
Mm-hmm. So what are the things that you're looking at to maybe help Vistage help you on that path?
Well, helping us with a matter of hiring more staff, you know, key things with where our location might be here in Atlanta. I do have four virtual full-time employees. I have two part-time employees in the States. So really talking with the CEOs about expansion.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for a great interview. And I
thank you,
hope you have an awesome day.
I hope that you do as well. Thank you so much.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.